Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday night, the Giants travel down to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. Back-to-back road division games for the Giants before they head into their bye. Now, the Giants are coming in having won their last three games in a row, and you're seeing more continuity on both sides of the ball. Why? The offensive line continues to play together, plus they've added Odell Beckham Jr. to the mix. It opens up more options for this passing game. But really, the key is what's going on up front right now. The Giants' offensive line is playing as a cohesive unit. They're being able to run the football effectively, which sets everything up for Eli Manning. They're working that no huddle. And what they're really doing is dictating the terms to the opposing team. That's what Philadelphia is going to want to do against the Giants as well. Philadelphia plays that up-tempo style offense. So far this year, in the second half of games, the Eagles have outscored their opponents by a plus 30 points. They wear you down. So how do the Giants deal with that? Well, when they get opportunities in the first half to score, they've got to score touchdowns. Put touchdowns up on the board and get themselves a lead. Philadelphia has struggled this year in the first half of football games. The other thing that's very important is the Giants have to control the running game. You know that. We talk about that every week on this segment. But they also have to be alert for the vast array of screen plays that Philadelphia will run with LeSean McCoy. They'll do it with Darren Sproles. They'll use the tight end. They'll use wide receiver screens. They want to get the ball out of Nick Foles' hands quickly. Let's face it, over the last couple of games, they're averaging less than 100 yards per game in passing than they were in the first three games of the year. I'm talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. So right now, they want to get the ball out of Foles' hands, dump it down underneath. The Giants have to be in high alert as far as that's concerned. You can't do this segment without talking about special teams. The Eagles have excelled in that area. The Giants have to tighten that up if they want to win in Philadelphia. That's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa.